An INL insider gives us the scoop on last week's loud booms.
Why, we think there might be a new Disney drone show.
Checks notes, the hung smile is the new BDE. Do we have that right?
And Election Day is just 1 week away. Are you informed?
It's right here, right now, tonight, on a brand new IF. AF!
IFAF, Idaho Falls Local, Independent, Alternative Media, with Mike Nelson and Carly Morgan.
Welcome back, and good evening, ungovernables, outliers, and independent thinkers, disruptors and side hustlers.
And fishies.
Yeah. Dentists and Darlas. And Nemos.
And Marlins.
Hit that like button, subscribe, rate, comment, please. Just one little extra thing. Other than, you know, listening to this entire friggin' episode.
Which is also helpful, and we do thank you for that.
Yeah. Whatever you'd like to do, though, to let the algorithm know you're into Idaho Falls infotainment, bad jokes, and dad jokes, and this shit. Let's explain the costume.
Yes.
If it's been a while since you saw Finding Nemo, do you remember Darla at the dentist?
Yeah, the terrifying, like, probably six-year-old who apparently likes to shake fish to death, which I do not endorse, by the way. I just thought it was a funny costume.
Break out your fishy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I even have my own little fishy. Don't worry, it's plastic. I couldn't shake him to death if I tried.
And do you want to say?
Oh, yeah. Fishy.
Knock on the camera with your finger.
Well, I don't want to smudge the camera, but otherwise I would.
Yeah. You really nailed it.
Thank you.
If you're just listening, at least peek at the thumbnail so you can see Carly's.
I'm even wearing fake headgear.
Yeah.
It was a lot. I even had my sweatshirt custom made and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, is there a way to show the skirt?
I could probably try to stand up a little. Maybe you could see it. If I do that.
It's a yellow plaid, would you say Clueless style?
Yeah, it's very similar to Cher's skirt in Clueless. Mm. I do agree with that. I think that it could easily be used for that costume as well. But honestly, there was one other skirt that I wanted more, but it wouldn't get here till after Halloween. So I had to settle on this one, but it works just fine. And I mean, the hoodie covers up most of it anyway.
Yeah.
So it's not a big deal.
And am I right in thinking that you are doing this costume because it's a famous ginger in pop culture?
Yeah, basically.
Like last year was Lois Griffin. Mm-hmm. She's a famous ginger in pop culture.
Yes.
Who I believe was modeled after Wilma Flintstone.
Makes sense.
Another famous ginger in pop culture.
You know, I haven't done Wilma yet. Maybe I'll do her next.
Wilma. And you said you did Jessica Rabbit.
I did the year before that, but the dress didn't end up working out very well, and it kept slipping down, so I ended up changing into a little Orphan Annie costume halfway through the night because I didn't feel like exposing myself to everybody.
Yeah, there were a few lucky viewers at the bar that night.
Nothing really happened, but it got real, real close.
Have you done Ariel yet?
No, I haven't. She's one I really want to do, but it's Merida. A very impractical costume.
Yes.
Same with Merida. Right. Although Merida, it's mostly that I feel like her costume would be really expensive to do, and my hair's not the right length anymore. Mm. I actually really wanted to do Anastasia this year because I was thinking, oh, I could do her peasant outfit for work because it covers everything. And then if I want to go out, I could wear her blue opera dress.
Yeah.
But, you know, I didn't have the time to put that together this year. You know, and I wanted to keep it low-key. I had enough on my plate, so I decided to go with this instead. And then the year before that, I did Edgar Allan Poe, which might be one of my favorite costumes ever. But I looked really creepy in it, because I wore like a little kind of receding hairline wig, and I drew on a little mustache and everything. It was kind of terrifying.
I bet people listening can picture you wearing this headgear because
oh, yeah.
Even though it's not, you're not as schloppy and slurpy as a regular person who wears headgear, but there's a little bit of that I can detect.
A little lisp, yeah. It actually reminds me a lot of being a kid because I actually did used to have a lisp and it was really, really hard to get rid of. So,
right.
You know, flashbacks.
Flashbacks.
Who am I thinking of that talks like this?
Said the sloth.
There's Sid the Sloth, but there's also a girl. Is it Family Guy? Is it?
No, it's South Park. It's the sister in South Park, right?
Yes. Yep. You're totally right.
Sister.
Uh-huh.
Yep. I'm not sure who's, but
yeah. No, I think you're exactly right. I will say, too, this stuff does make it a lot harder to eat and drink.
Yes.
So if I go to a Halloween party, I might have to take it off for a little bit.
Yeah, you're not going to be having any little smokies with that in your mouth. What about Jessie from Toy Story? Have you ever done?
When I was little, I did her because I was obsessed with Jessie. Mm-hmm. I had an entire Jessie-themed room when I was like 7.
What was the Jessie-themed ride at Pixar Pier in Disneyland?
Oh, it was the Critter Carousel.
Yes.
Yeah, which honestly, it was so cute. Totally right up my alley.
You and Critters. I mean, that's your sign-off now. Be kind to Critters, right? Yeah, what you were throwing down?
You are correct.
Did I paint what you were priming? Did I smell what you were stepping in?
You sure did.
Did
you
I dance what? To what you were playing?
I should do Jessie one of these years.
Yeah.
Because she's great. She's still one of my favorites. I love her.
She is both rootin' and tootin'.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
What I like about you,
I'm only tootin'.
But we've talked. I think you're a pretty person. I think you're an attractive woman.
Well, thank you.
And you've sacrificed that for the sake of comedy.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, I mean, absolutely. Is that dedication or what, ladies and gentlemen? I'd like to think
so. Thank you.
All right.
It kind of reminds me of like Heidi Klum's worm costume.
Yeah.
Like, she is one of the most beautiful people on earth. And I love, I love that she's willing to go ugly. I think that's the funniest way to be, personally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or actually, my friend Natalie at our last Witches Night Out, she ended up wearing a big fake prosthetic nose and painting her face totally green and everything.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, she also went with the funnier look rather than the, you know, prettier option.
Right.
And I love that. I think that's always just so fun, you know?
Yeah. So if you don't have your costume yet, Halloween is Friday.
Mm-hmm. You've still got a couple more days. And at least we do have a Spirit Halloween this year. So
we do.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a haunted house in Idaho Falls this year.
No, we don't.
There's a couple that are trying to get some attention, but I think they're more like drive by and see and say, hey, that's neat.
Yeah, I could see that.
And maybe knock on Halloween.
To get some candy.
There's one on 8th Street, I think, and there's a couple more. Mm-hmm. Spirit Halloween is opening 30 Spirit Christmas stores.
Oh, fun.
Afterwards.
Really?
None around here.
Damn.
Mostly.
That's too bad.
In the Northeast and Great Lakes. They only did 8 last year. They're doing 30 this year. So
okay. So they've almost, like, they've over tripled them.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
And then are you hearing this? Toys R Us is sort of pulling a Spirit Halloween.
Yeah.
In that they're having okay, so first, they've got some flagship stores.
Mm-hmm.
They're back, baby.
Crazy to think of, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I always thought about that when they went under in 2017 or whenever that was. I think it was about then. 2018, maybe.
Right.
I thought, but toys are a tactile experience, much like clothing.
Yes, right.
Like you want to touch it and feel it and see with your hands and and try it on.
Yeah, you've got to have a good idea.
How many toys? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like when I was coming up, only a few toys had the try me button, and now almost every single one does.
Right, right.
You know?
Which makes total sense too, because like that's kind of how like kids don't know what they want until they really see it in person.
Yeah.
You know, they can see it online, but kids also aren't very discerning in the sense that they can't tell when things are faked online.
Right.
Like, I've been getting one.
Like,
yes.
I think last episode we said we will never believe anything we ever see ever again.
You can't.
I saw a really cute video with a squirrel freaking out because it ate some Flamin' Hot Cheetos that were left out on a porch. And it did this sort of, like, oh, that's so super hot, and had to drink some water. And I'm like, that's not real.
No, it's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
You know, and some of them, it's really hard to tell sometimes.
Now.
That's the scary part of it all.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Oh, dang. That reminds me. Well, maybe we can play some later. We'll see. We'll see if I can make it happen technically.
Okay.
Anyway, Toys R Us has some flagship stores, the closest ones in Denver. But the good news for us is they have some seasonal stores.
Oh, opening up around Christmas time, I'm guessing.
One that is already open at our mall that we've talked about several times.
Oh, really?
Station Park in Farmington.
Nice. That's awesome.
Hot.
I love that. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Now, just to be clear, that's not our mall, the Grand Teton Mall. It's the one down in Utah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
The one that we go to.
Like mine and Mike's mall.
Right. That we enjoy, we take our Salt Lake
our
trip.
Our collective mall.
Yeah. Sometime around Christmas.
Yeah.
That's right. I shouldn't have gotten you excited. I apologize for that. But yeah, when did Toys R Us go tits up? It was a bankruptcy thing, right?
It was
before COVID.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember when we lost ours?
Yeah, I'm not exact. I think 2017 sounds about right.
Hey, speaking of tits up and tusks up, a little follow up from last week.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned the Knockers Up album, and I was able to put that up if you watched the video last week. The female comedian's name was Rusty Warren.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, and I gotta say, even though I know Marvelous Miss Maisel was based on Joan Rivers, right?
Oh, I don't know, actually, now that you mention it.
I think it was.
I could see that.
But Rusty Warren was definitely in there in the 60s pantheon of raunchy female comedians that were part of the sexual revolution. And
I love that. Yeah. So badass.
So, okay, back to retail news since we're on the topic.
Yeah, let's do it.
Burlington opened last week in the old...
Crazy is that, huh?
Bed Bath & Bullshit location. Yeah.
I'm so excited to have a Burlington. I always thought that that was a really fun one to go to. Like whenever we'd go down to Utah as a family, I'd always want to go there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm super looking forward to having one here in town.
Well, it's perfect that it's right there next to TJ Maxx because it is a discount retailer.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they have some pink Christmas stuff there.
Well, guess who's going to have to go and check that out?
You got to go.
This gal.
You got to go there and check it out.
You're right. That is shit to slash.
Yeah.
And Stan's sister.
Yeah, for my age.
Yeah.
Are you going to be teasing me the whole time?
No. They did something cool. They donated $5,000 to Hillview Elementary School teachers, because that's what they do, I guess.
Oh, that's awesome.
When they open a new store.
Oh, I love that.
And I'm a little confused by this. They had a ribbon cutting, but like, I don't know how they did it, because the chamber busybodies weren't there to do it. So I'm not sure how they did. I thought only chamber people had the giant scissors, but apparently anybody can do that. You don't need the chamber to show up with the giant scissors.
Funny. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, I also like the groundbreaking ceremonies where they have a golden shovel.
Yeah.
Those are kind of fun.
Right.
But yeah. I wonder what happens to those big scissors afterward.
Key to the city ceremonies?
I mean, because there's not a lot of practical uses for those.
Right.
But I feel
how do you transport them?
Yeah.
You certainly shouldn't run with them.
Certainly not.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. I wonder if they just get thrown away or if they get passed on to another soon to open business, or
yeah,
I don't know. Seems like such a waste to buy big old scissors for a one-time thing.
And then if you get hungry after shopping at Burlington, Jimmy John's across the street, you saw this last week, right, is bringing back their
pickle sandwiches. I know, I love those. They're so good looking.
Now these are interesting in that, think lettuce wrap, only with a giant f***ing pickle.
I know, right? Yeah, I definitely think that you and I are going to have to go there and get one of these days this week. Because I missed it last year and I really want one, dang it.
Are the ratios going to be off?
I don't care. I just want to try one.
That's a big old pickle.
I know. It looks so good.
So they have, last year, I guess they had 6 options. The Vito.
Mm-hmm.
That's their Italian, right?
I mean, that sounds like an Italian
one. Yeah, that's the one you have to, like when I go to, we've talked about this, when I go to a sandwich shop, I have to try their Italian first.
Right.
When Capriati's first opened.
Mm-hmm.
Jersey Mike's, giving that a try.
Right.
Gandolfo's, Subway, you try their Italian because then you get, you know, if you compare apples to apples, you get sort of a fair, straight on, head on comparison.
Yeah, definitely.
But like, it sounds kind of racist, doesn't it, to call an Italian a Vito? You know?
If it's a common Italian name, I think it's fine.
Yeah, but you wouldn't, like if you had a, what's the Mexican word for sandwich?
Torta?
Yeah. If you had like a torta named Jose, would that be a little, I don't know.
Huh. I mean, if it's a Mexican name and a Mexican sandwich, I don't think that you can boob too much.
I mean, I get if Panera had a Karen salad, that would work.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, they've got the, so Jimmy John's Pickle-Witch. They've got the two they had last time, Vito and Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have four new ones.
I know. Isn't that exciting?
Tuna, roast beef, ham, and veggie.
Oh, tuna sounds good. Tuna on a big old pickle. That's like so up my alley. Sometimes I eat like a pregnant lady.
I guess.
I don't mean to. It just happens.
Tuna on a pickle. Is that like salmon on an orca? Anyway, at participating locations for a limited time while supplies last.
Love it.
And while we're talking, I think this is a good time for a hot take.
Mm-hmm.
While we're talking food and retail locations, I've been saving this, but I think it's time to bust it out now and commit it to this show.
To the Pantheon?
Yeah.
Love it.
Hot take. We will have an In-N-Out in Idaho Falls within a year or by the end of 2026.
Mm, I feel like a year is a little too soon. I would give it like two or three.
Hmm.
Just in case they have to like build a whole new building
or
something.
I was thinking, or should I say two or three?
Yeah. Yeah. But I do think that we are going to get an In-N-Out in the relatively near future.
Okay. Why don't I stick to end of 26 and you say mm-hmm. by end of 28?
Yeah, I love it.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right. So mm-hmm. that way, as a show, we hedge our bets, but we've got a little friendly competition. My aggressive prediction versus your conservative prediction.
I love it.
Here, and so I was going to make that prediction anyway, and let me add to it. I think we might get a Trader Joe's in 5 years. In the next 5 years.
Absolutely.
By 2031?
Yeah. Well, and Lisa Burtonshaw even mentioned that
did she?
During one of her interviews that she thinks that we should get a Trader Joe's too.
Well, we all think we should.
Right.
But like we've talked about before, for the same reason we don't have a cheesecake factory.
Right. Which is insane. Because the people here would love a cheesecake factory.
they need a certain population base to make it worth their while.
Sure.
Yeah.
But maybe they're not looking hard enough because I think we do have that population.
Right.
Just saying.
And let's see how our like Chipotle performs
yeah.
in Idaho Falls.
Yeah.
The reason I said, okay, it's time to actually say that out loud is In-N-Out's next Boise move. Mm-hmm. They just filed a $750,000 permit, not for a restaurant, but for a 30,000 square foot warehouse.
Yes.
Near Micron in Boise, if you know where that is.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that they're also going to do like training and stuff there too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Can we say regional headquarters? Well, why would you need one if that's the farthest north uh-huh. In-N-Out goes, isn't right. it? Isn't the Boise location the...
I think it is.
I didn't bring that research to the table. But...
Wow. You're really slacking, Mike.
Yeah. Okay. I guess so. And one quick follow-up too. I know that last episode or the episode before that, mm-hmm. I said, hey, the Papa Q's pizza, which the signature pizza at Papa Q's,
mm-hmm.
copies my concept of a sweet hot with the jalapenos and the mm-hmm. pineapple.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And I just want to prove that here is a memory that just came up on Facebook today from 12 years ago, Carly.
Oh, wow. Okay, so the sweet hot has been your pizza for a long time.
Yeah.
Funny.
Well, and that's the funny thing. I was like, it's been a few years. It's been 4 or 5 years. 12.
12.
What was the other thing that I just said? It was a few. Oh, last episode, Kylie Bierce mm-hmm. was in Idaho Falls. I think it was 2013 or something. It's been 12 years since she was here.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
The former local news anchor that went through a 3-year stalking ordeal in Denver. Yeah.
You know, it's so funny because you are so good at like knowing what time of day it is.
Mm.
Like you can almost always get it down like to the minute, you know? And yeah, I guess years just pass by a lot faster for you, huh?
Have we talked about time compression and that kind of weird, like when you're a kid?
Mm-hmm.
And you turn 10 and you're all excited about 10 and it seems like, you know, such a big milestone.
Right.
You know, and then you got to wait for your next birthday. That's like you're waiting for 1/10 of your life.
Uh-huh. That's true.
But when you're an adult,
mm-hmm.
you're waiting for 1/40th
right.
of your life. And that just goes by like that.
It really does.
Yeah. I remember as a kid going, why are these guys talking about next year and planning for next year already?
Right. Yeah.
I thought, there's no way I could ever look ahead 12 months. And now?
And now here we are.
Right.
And I think you even have more of a like 2 or 3 year plan most of the time.
Yeah. At any given time.
Yeah. Yeah. You know where you want to be within that time.
I'm a little surprised that we're still doing this show.
I'm not. It's doing good. Plus, it's fun.
It is now. We've gotten in. We've gotten to the point where I don't, either we're having a lucky run right now and it'll settle down, or we're hockey sticking a little bit.
That's true. Yeah. Well, and I think it was funny the other day when we were having a movie night, you were like, you know what? We want to order a pizza, but I think I need to change out of my pajamas, because if it's someone who watches the show, you know, I don't want them to think less of me.
Right. So I don't know about you, but all I have in my feed right now are Meta glasses.
Right.
And I've made the decision in my head, don't trust any video anymore ever.
Right.
And I think OpenAI or somebody's working something out to where things can be verified, either real or AI.
Right.
So that's one change in my thinking I have made immediately.
Right.
And the other change in my thinking that I've also made immediately is, God, if everybody else is seeing these Meta glasses, they might not get them today, they might not get them tomorrow, but in the next year, we're going to see some celebrity in public being a total asshole, and I hope it's not me. It might be.
You feel like a celebrity, Mike?
No, but I feel like somebody who would. Okay, have you heard about this trend where you scratch something into a banana?
Oh, uh-uh.
You scratch something into a banana skin, and then you walk away.
Right.
So that the person who buys the bananas, when they take it home, it'll brown. And they'll get your message, you know. But if I scratch IFAF into a banana and somebody catches me.
Right, that's going to look bad. Right? That's true. That's true.
Oh,
and also people.
Here's that Mike guy from IFAF being a dick.
Yeah, and also people, can we not deface groceries that we don't intend to buy? That'd be cool.
Right.
Like the people who are licking ice cream and stuff. Like, you're just gross. Yeah. You're a bad person and I don't like you.
Ooh, and thank God they've now wrapped the top.
I kind of think they should have a long time ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess all's well that ends well in a way, but also like, screw you guys. That was rude.
Right. Okay. And we did. I'm so glad we found a way to play these for you on the show. Speaking of videos that I don't trust anymore, this is a large reason why. You've heard of Sora?
Right.
I think I've got this right. It's so hard to track everything these days.
I know. Well, and it's also new.
Right. And it's changing so fast. Sora is the OpenAI version of VEO3. That's this video creation. You give it a prompt, and instead of creating a picture, like of a unicorn riding a
rainbow or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, or Carly dressed as Darla. It generates a video. And our buddy, your friend and mine, Carly Morgan, hey, it's Brad, just had a heyday. He must have, I don't know, he had a creative burst last week.
He was just messing around with it.
And sent me a ton of these. Let's just watch.
Now, there it's place, a brand new Raising Cane's has opened, bringing chicken fingers to the heart of downtown.
So you see that. It looks like a news clip.
Totally.
About demolishing a building and making way for a Raising Cane's. Not real.
Right.
At all.
Creepy, dude.
Completely fake. Here's another one.
All right, folks, moment of truth. Let's see what's inside this tower. Here we go. And look at that. It's cake.
I told you.
Big slice for you, buddy.
Thank you.
Idaho Falls, enjoy yourselves. After 70 years, this tower.
If only that were the case. And also, that would be an old ass cake.
Yeah. So yeah, they look into the water tower, and is it real or is it cake? It's cake. I mean, anything you can imagine. Okay, here's
3, 2, 1.
Oh no! Oopsie.
Some people would be stoked.
Just picked a whole bouquet of oopsie daisies by demolishing the wrong water tower. There. There's an imaginary moment in the future. Here's another one. Two more. Here's this one. It's after the Idaho Falls Tigers football players marching band, non-incident, non-story.
Right.
Here's the Idaho Falls High School players just running through the Civic Auditorium, sorry, the Frontier Center for the Performing Arts, while the IF Symphony plays on stage.
Funny.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, this is great.
Welcome to Sugar Suds, the first drive-thru on the Northgate Mile that washes your ride with fizzy dirty soda, rich coffee creamer, and blasts of flavored syrup.
What a waste.
Then we rain on the sprinkles. The result? A car that shines.
I think he just combined
hip sip with the car wash that it's connected to. I think it's a tag and go now.
It's a dirty soda car wash. Just the two things that Idaho Falls has an overwhelming surplus of.
Yeah. Yeah, there are a ton of car washes here.
We have an overwhelming surplus of diggity.
Yeah.
And and car washes and soda, dirty soda shops. Wow. So that's why. That's why I don't trust.
Yeah, you got to be more careful nowadays.
Anything I see.
Mm-hmm.
And those are obviously, first of all, hey, it's Brad. Great job, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous. Hilarious.
Yeah.
And also thank you for letting us play your creative content on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And also, what if it weren't that ridiculous?
Right. What if it was something a little bit more real? I mean, like even the Raising Cane's one is
plausible.
It's realistic enough that could happen.
Possible. Plausible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it'd be really easy for people to get tricked by that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It just sucks. You know, I wish that things were a little bit more easily discerned, I guess.
Right. It's funny. When you start a podcast, you have to come out swinging, I think, kind of. And I did.
I agree.
Because I had all these thoughts in my head. Like, I think you have to say all the, if I ever get a podcast, this is what I'm going to say things for the first couple of years.
Right.
Once you get it out of your system, now I think we can fly, Carly.
I think so.
Because I think I've gotten all my really good rants out.
We'll see. You are pretty well known for a good rant.
I've got one. Should we do it after the break? Let's do it.
Let's do it. That sounds fun. We'll Why not? After the break. I love All your right. rants. I think they're a good time.
Anyway, back to the original subject, which is, I'm never going to trust a video I ever see, and pizza delivery drivers might have their Meta glasses going.
Mm-hmm.
Because honestly, because you said before they showed up, I wonder how many crazy ass things pizza delivery drivers
see.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and I don't know if you heard about that one Uber story. So apparently an Uber Eats driver had a delivery. She went over to drop it off, and it said on the app to just leave it at the front door, but the front door was cracked.
Okay.
So she opened it, and there was a man on his own couch who was clearly intoxicated, who was also undressed.
Okay.
From at least the waist down.
I mean, that's gotta happen, right?
Right. Well, and also, like, she had no reason to have opened his door.
Right.
You know, but she's trying to claim now that it's, like, sexual harassment or something like that, when it kind of seems to me like he did the responsible thing for ordering food to his home rather than going out to get it in that state, and he's kind of being punished for it. And the worst part was that she took pictures and video and put it on the internet.
Oh, no, right.
Yeah. And, like, this dude was being naked in his own home.
Right.
You know? Like, that just feels unfair to me.
Oh, jeez.
Right?
Every dude deserves to be drunk and Donald ducking it on a couch.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I thought this was America.
Agreed.
We're dedicated to having fun here on IFAF, just like we're dedicated to serving you when it's time to sell your home. Mike Helps Idaho. And when it's time to make your move, we can help you too.
We know Idaho Falls, and we know the current real estate market. We'll guide you through the process with ease and confidence. And we're backed and brokered by Keller Williams Realty East Idaho.
When it's time to sell your home, make your move with Mike Helps Idaho. Lincoln Post.
Do you love living sustainably? Then go thrifting for fall fashions at Elsie's Closet Upscale Resale, Idaho Falls' only thrift store just for women.
Right now, save on sweaters, blouses, and dresses, boots, bags, and jewelry, plus the super popular Pretty Little Slimes by Elsie's Closet.
Unique, chic, and carefully curated. Elsie's Closet. Look for the pink sign downtown on A Street. It's not just a stop at the thrift, it's a whole vibe.
Do you want to feed your family locally raised beef? Right now, Virgin River Land and Cattle Company is offering 25-pound ground beef bundles to grill for your family.
You can have your very own farm-to-table experience. Find Virgin River Land and Cattle Company on Facebook. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first purchase.
Virgin River Land and Cattle Company proudly ships to 5 states, Idaho, Utah, Montana, Oregon, Wyoming, and Nevada. Who would you rather rely on for your Idaho Falls fiber internet service? An out-of-state company or the best local choice, QuickNet?
Right now, get QuickNet's Crazy Fast 250 service for $37 a month. Or their crazy fast gig service for $49 a month.
Unlimited data, no setup fee, no term contract, net neutrality, and hometown friendly support. For Idaho Falls Fiber, choose QuickNet. New customers use code IFAF to save 15% on your first 3 months.
Do you love Idaho Falls as much as we do? Show it with a unique homegrown hometown tee from Teton T-shirts.
Including these cool vintage versions of the Civic Auditorium, the West Bank, and the Water Tower, our famous potato sack design, and the classic iHeart IFT. Check out TetonT-shirts.com. These exclusive designs aren't available in gift shops.
Head to TetonT-shirts.com. Link in post. Created in Idaho Falls for Idaho Falls.
Idaho Falls, IFAF.
Hey, that's us.
The in sound.
That's right.
For the in town.
What's that?
IF. Idaho, USA.
Bitches. Ungovernables. I think I'm going to start collecting memes.
Uh-huh.
I've always got to have like a project on the back burner.
That's true. You do like to be busy.
I've got a couple of memes saved as to what constitutes ungovernable.
Oh, yeah.
And the first one is a pigeon that made its nest on those anti-pigeon spikes.
I know. Isn't that brilliant? I love that.
Yeah.
Also, pigeons get such a bad rap, you know? So, I mean, first off, no.
They are flying rats, aren't they?
No, as a matter of fact, they are not. And here's specifically why. Mm-hmm. We actually bred and domesticated pigeons specifically for our uses and then just abandoned them when we felt that they were no longer useful.
Hmm.
You know, and so now they have to have humans.
Typical
like they have
human
to,
behavior.
I know. Like they have to cohabitate in cities with humans because they can't survive in the wild. They were never meant to.
Yeah. Didn't we eat them at one time?
We mostly used them for as carrier pigeons and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I think
like
some
ravens
people
in Game of Thrones.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Huh. But anyway, I think it's kind of bullshit that they get shat on so much when we're the ones who made them and put them in the situation that they're in.
I believe we're the ones being shat upon, but.
Well, okay. You know what? Rightly deserved.
Let's start this segment. We'll get to the rant here. I know you're just dying, aren't you? Who's Mikey going to go after this time?
Let's hear it.
In just a second, though. First, here's a fun thought. Quick video showing how big the volcano is under Yellowstone.
Oh, isn't that just horrifying?
Starts with Yellowstone National Park at the top, just for scale.
Yeah, that's...
And then this.
Insane.
And sorry, if you're just listening, we'll describe it. It's a lot bigger than the park itself, and it goes way underground, and it's huge.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's red and swollen with lava.
Yeah. Basically, it looks like the lava, for example, is about like 6 feet in like tall in this model. And then like Yellowstone on top is about the size of a CD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And does anybody know where this is? I would love to know where this is. I scoured the internet for 30 seconds and couldn't find it.
Well, hopefully we find out soon.
Is there an exploration center or a little science center or a discovery center somewhere near Yellowstone?
One would think.
That has this. I bet this is where it, I mean, I bet it's a couple miles away from us.
Yeah, it's got to be close.
Okay.
I would hope at least.
Just staggering and a good reminder that, yeah, if it goes, we're...
We're out. I know.
So gone, so fast.
Oh, well.
Which is the way to go.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely would rather it be quick.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, if it has to happen... I'd rather it be quick.
Hey, I just realized something. I didn't show my shirt.
Oh, you didn't. That's true.
Can I do that real quick? So it's...
Yeah. So Mike also wanted to participate, but he didn't want to do as much. And I don't blame you because this is a little too much.
I know. It's fine. I just, I love this shirt because it's equivalent to wearing the shirt that says, the t-shirt that says, this is my Halloween costume.
Yeah, right.
But it is.
It's one step above that.
It makes sense if you see me with Carly.
Yes, absolutely.
And I wish I had an orange and black striped.
Oh, that would be fun.
But since I don't, mm-hmm. I guess I could have gotten orange armbands or something.
Something.
But since I don't, this is an officially Disney Pixar licensed mm-hmm. shirt from Amazon for $17.
Yeah, which is not bad.
Right? And it's sort of a minimalist.
Yeah.
Like I could wear this anywhere.
Right.
At any time.
Next time we go to Disney together, you should totally wear it.
It's a minimalist Nemo. I love it.
Yeah, that'd be fun. All right. You know, I'd really love to go to Disney around Halloween time.
Yes.
So how fun would it be if you wore that and I at least wore this? I know you can't do too much.
Right, but because you don't want to come across as a character, right?
Exactly, yeah. But I think if I just wore the sweatshirt with like my normal clothes underneath, that would be nice. And, you know, especially on a chilly fall day, they can't really, you know, blame me for that.
True.
Yeah.
Here's the rant real quick.
Go for it.
You know the Dunning-Kruger effect where you can be so stupid you don't know how stupid you are?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And that can be dangerous for yourself.
Yeah, I've seen and a few folks that fall into that category.
PSA. There ought to be a definition for being so stupid you don't realize how stupid you look to other people.
Well, I mean, I think that falls under the Dunning-Kruger thing, but I see what you mean. It is a slight but distinct difference.
Right. And look, either there but for the grace go I, mm-hmm. or I'm completely 100% DeLulu and I look this way a too. But
you never know.
With any good rant, sometimes it just sort of, again, sits on the back burner and steeps a little bit, like so much fall cinnamon sticks and orange medley.
Right, right.
And so I see one thing and I go, makes my teeth itch.
Mm-hmm.
I see two things and I go, this is the same category.
Right.
Three, the Yellowstone caldera blows and I'm doing a rant on the podcast, even though I've tried to minimize these.
All right, let's hear it then.
So
what'd you see?
All right. You've got these, I'm going to say rogue real estate agents roaming around town trying to make a name for themselves.
Sure.
And one of the things they do is they go on social media and do a lot of did you know type segments
mm-hmm.
about Idaho Falls.
Okay.
Because I think part of what you want to do as a real estate agent is demonstrate how well you know the local market.
Sure. Yeah,
I think city that's you live fair. In. Some of us, like Carly, have lived here their entire lives.
True.
Some of us, like me, have lived here two or three lifetimes.
Yeah.
How am I still alive? It's a mystery to me, too.
Are you part cat?
But hey, yeah. So they say, have you tried this local favorite restaurant? And they go to Texas Roadhouse.
Right.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Womp womp.
Yeah. Just because it's here doesn't mean it's local per se.
Right.
You know, it can still be a big old franchise and that doesn't really reflect the local cuisine or values.
That's number one.
Yeah.
And I think number two, of course, everyone's tried it twice.
Right. At least.
It's literally the most popular restaurant in Idaho Falls.
I think that's definitely true. There are Parking lot is always packed.
Make a video about, hey, have you guys heard about the why Idaho Falls is named that? Make that video next.
Right, right. That's fair.
All right.
Well, some people don't want to do any actual research, you know?
Yeah.
They just want to do the easy thing.
And then I saw another post. This falls under the category of a previous rant. Middle-aged man who gets an expensive camera.
Mm-hmm.
And considers himself a artist.
Content creator.
Yeah, creative.
Yeah.
Get this. There was a camera pointing at him. He was out of focus. Mm-hmm. The camera was in focus. And then the ChatGPT written bullshit at the top was something about having focus and a vision and consistency and being focused.
Okay.
And focusing on your vision and how that's a metaphor, but not really for life and photography at the same time.
Yeah, it's a little dumb.
And then finally, the bad agency that we've mentioned before, talking about, hey, did you know about green screen and what it's same thing? Like,
okay, come on.
Did you know why Idaho Falls is named that way?
literal teenage TikTokers are using green screen.
Well, and did they not remember the early 90s classic Wayne's World where this happened?
I got a gun. Let's get to a Broadway show.
I guess kids get this.
Oh, they love it.
Yo, taxi. Or maybe you prefer Hawaii. Mukalakahiki, come on, you want to lay me? Pass the poi, mahalo. Or say you want to go to Texas. Howdy, partners. Let's raise and rope broncos.
Have you heard of that 30-plus-year-old technology that allows you to go places and do things?
Right.
Next, you're going to show us TikTok filters where the AI makes it look like you can fly.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, they did that too. But you know what? We're all on our own path of discovery and...
Yeah, just silly.
Yeah. And your client testimonials look like hostage videos, by the way. Okay, am I done? I should be done.
You should be done.
Where were we? Hey, did you know? Can we start a bit that way?
All right, let's do it.
Hey, did you
better
know?
Better be good, though.
Especially
after that rant.
Right. People are moving here.
Right.
Hello, cows, Californians, Oregonians, Washingtonians.
Uh-huh.
And we are all on our different journeys.
Mm-hmm.
And so if this is your first fall here, this is a little perk about living in Idaho Falls proper.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know you can rake your leaves and just sweep them into the street?
I mean...
And the city will come and pick them up.
Yeah.
There's a schedule, so mm-hmm. check the city website. In fact, we'll take care of that for you. Link in post. The City of Idaho Falls Public Works Department will begin its annual leaf collection program on Monday, October 27th through Friday, November 21st.
That is kind of nice. Although...
So I think that's 4 weekends.
I know that there are some folks who utilize those leaves for their big jack-o'-lantern garbage bags. So...
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
At least the city won't have to deal with their leaves.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, residents are encouraged to rake leaves free of branches and debris into the street. No debris.
Yeah.
Just the leaves. Into the street.
Yeah, none of your dirty soda cups that someone threw out their car window because they're turds.
Yeah. Church. Church.
Turds. Yeah, thanks.
Say it like Stan's sister. You're a church. Crews will make one curbside collection. Dates vary slightly by neighborhood, so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, makes sense.
Did you know that? Did you know we do that?
I mean, not everyone would know that, to be fair.
Do you know that we do snow removal in the winter? And if they declare a snow situation, you got to check and see which street is being plowed that day, your mom. So you make sure you're not parked on the street. Okay.
There is that. And I think you can even sign up for text with that, too. So they'll text you if you need to, like, have your car somewhere else, too.
I think so.
Which is such a nice idea.
You saw that gray sweatpants ad.
Yes, I did.
That came up on my phone. It was so embarrassing, you guys. I was trying to show Carly something on my phone last night.
Yeah.
And you're like, whoa. Guy jumps up.
Yep. And there's a certain swinging motion in the front of his gray sweatpants.
So, okay.
And, you know, and it's so funny, too, because I've been getting, like, lots of women's underwear ads, which makes sense because I'm a woman who likes to wear underwear, you know.
What?
And sometimes...
You don't Donald Duck it drunk on the couch?
I don't.
Wait for your pizza?
I don't. Shocking, I know. But I've gotten a couple of them lately where, like, their butts look so sad. And I don't know why they would choose that for the ad.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, I don't know. Like, the lighting's not good. It doesn't look, like, fun and sexy. It just looks like... It looks like she's organizing her bedroom... And didn't, like, she's doing laundry at the same time, so she couldn't wear anything because she's doing all of her laundry. I don't know. It just looks kind of womp womp.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Sometimes when you see, and this was a Target ad.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not a perv.
You're not a perv. It's fine.
There was a Target ad, and it was for underwear.
Uh-huh.
And I swear that they photoshopped a little shadow at the bottom. To sort of indicate that maybe the model was clean shaven and these were sheer underwear.
Oh, interesting.
Do you know what I'm talking about? And have you seen that?
I have seen some stuff like that.
I think that's like the new thing.
Yeah. Probably a good 60% of the time there was some camel toe action going on there.
Yeah. And it's almost like they're putting it in.
Yeah. Because like if you look at the bottom of the underwear, it doesn't like go up at all. Like it stays the same. But you still see that little line.
They've just airbrushed in some topography.
Right.
That they didn't used to.
Yeah.
Is all.
Yeah. I feel like they actually used to Photoshop that out.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I don't know how we got off on that. How did we get off on that? Because we were going to gray sweatpants.
Yes.
Segueing to
gray sweatpants season.
Gray sweatpants season, which it is.
Uh-huh.
And BDE.
Yeah. Okay. What exactly is BDE here?
Big dick energy.
Oh, duh. Okay.
All right. Yep. But there's a new term for it.
Uh-huh.
It's the hung smile.
Oh, okay. Like when you said that earlier during the intro, I had no idea what you were talking about.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
The hung smile is a smile that some males apparently have when they're grinning ear to ear. And the only reason they could possibly have to be so happy is the BDE.
They know they've got something worth showing off.
Yeah. Yes.
That's hilarious, actually.
And I don't even know how this came about.
That reminds me of that one, I think it's a John Hamm picture.
Yes.
Where I think he is smiling pretty wide in it. So
we've put it on the show before. Let's do it again.
Why not?
I think it's very important to update our vocabulary.
Yeah, right.
And so as a PSA, we need to change from BDE to bro's got a hung smile.
Right. Well, to be fair, I do think that these two things describe different things, but there is some overlap.
Yeah. One is energy and just attitude.
One anyone can have.
And one is he must have something to smile about.
Right.
Although you would think that maybe his partner would be the one smiling.
¿Por qué no los dos? Yeah, <right?
laughs> Oh, and I love this. Slate got a Florida-based urologist and podcast host to chime in. You don't need a urologist to say if you have a perceived larger whang, you'll have a more favorable image to yourself. You don't need to. Okay.
That's hilarious, though.
Some things are just self-evident.
I would agree.
Election day is 1 week and 1 day away. Early voting is open now.
Right.
We are the Idaho Falls podcast, so we should talk about the mayoral candidates.
Yes.
So you kind of know them a little bit.
Yeah.
What we did was we listened to a couple of the interviews that are online, and we took the transcripts from all of them, threw them into ChatGPT, and put that in a blender too.
Yes. Yeah.
To bring you the following.
Yeah. So basically, and I feel so silly talking about it with like this on, because who's going to take me seriously? But you know, maybe that's a good thing.
Like a couple of podcasts ago, I had blood on my face and I was talking about serious stuff.
Yeah, right. So yeah, just to sort of refresh you in case you don't know any of this, we do have three mayoral candidates currently. That's Lisa Burtonshaw, Christian Ashcraft, and Jeff Aldridge.
Christian Ashcraft.
Stop it. One thing I also think is important is that of the three of them, Lisa's the only one who grew up in Idaho Falls proper. Christian grew up about 40 minutes away on a farm. And then, of course, Jeff is sort of the outsider coming in. He grew up in Washington and has moved here specifically because he, you know, read up on Idaho Falls and decided that that was a place he wanted to raise his family.
He was one of the cows.
Yes.
So you need to know that before 2020, Idaho Falls was consistently for at least 8 years on a bunch of best small towns to raise your kids.
Yeah,
best small towns to retire lists.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
So in 2020 hit, it was sort of a perfect storm, like a lot of people pointing, well, let's go there.
Yep. I think that that is a valuable perspective. And that's one thing that he mentioned in his interview a couple of times was that because he's an outsider, he sort of thinks that he has sort of a clearer view of the city sometimes, which could be. You know, I don't know if that's necessarily always true because there is a very specific culture to this area.
I suppose there are some things you can see more clearly as an outsider.
Right.
When it comes to the forest for the trees, there are some things that you can more clearly understand as a lifelong citizen.
I agree. So let me just go over some of their most basic, you know, information so that you guys have it and you can kind of decide who you think will represent you best.
Great.
So with Christian, he's very much about performance over politics. Like, he doesn't want people to get wrapped up in, like, oh, I'm Republican, so I'm always going to be supporting Republican things. He wants kind of a big cultural overhaul of the city administrators so that people are more cooperative, cohesive, and not so close-minded, which I do think is important. You know, I think that sometimes we do get so into these in-groups that we aren't open to new and important ideas. He is also open to nuclear power for the city, which I think is super cool and totally worth looking into, especially because, like, how cool would it be to be in Atomic City?
That'd be super rad.
I mean, Yeah, I think so.
I mean, I've talked to enough, and we've said this before on the show, INL engineers, to know how, honestly, how safe and clean nuclear power is.
Right.
Obvious disclaimer applies until it isn't.
Right.
Chernobyl. Right.
That's true.
Whatever that but one I would was hope in that, Japan.
I would hope that we, you know, learn from that a little bit.
Yeah.
The other big thing with him is that he is very much about trying to find better ways to create pathways for home ownership for people who are currently not able to, which right. I think is a really important thing too, and something that isn't addressed that often. Now, one thing that I really appreciated from Lisa, though, was that she sort of took a second during one of her interviews to sort of explain the role of a mayor and explain that, like, they don't really have all that much, like, sway. They don't make the laws. They don't even get to vote, you know, with the council. They are a tiebreaker at best, you know, so they're really more of a city manager. In my opinion, she seemed like she had the most technical knowledge of how things run, although Christian also has a lot of experience working for cities and stuff too. So he's got a good amount of experience behind him as well, but so does Lisa, which I think is important. One thing that I thought was kind of funny was that she was called a liberal and compared to our current mayor, Rebecca Casper. And I felt like that was a little unfounded, personally, you know?
Well, and Rebecca Casper has been called a liberal.
Right.
Too.
Yeah. When I don't really think she fully falls into that category either. You know, yeah, I mean, there are some things that are a little bit progressive under her, but you know.
Right. In a red state, anything but a staunch Republican
right.
party line voter thinker might be considered liberal.
Right, right. Well, and Lisa did very explicitly state that she is conservative. Okay. So, you know, keep that in mind. And she was very much pro-free market housing, which she is right in the sense that, like, the city really doesn't have a lot of say over what people do with their property overall.
Sort of like the John Radford city councilman that we've quoted a couple times on this show.
Exactly.
Pointed out.
Yeah, exactly. And she basically said that she thinks that it's important that it stays that way because the free market sort of corrects itself anyway. And, you know, we don't want to take property rights away from people.
Right.
Which she's got a good point on. I personally think that there could be more done to help with, like, affordable housing and stuff. But I get that not everyone wants to go super drastic in that direction. So, you know, I totally get what she's saying. She did also talk a lot about more collaboration within the Latin community, which I appreciate. And she does also already have a working relationship with other city officials and administrators.
Yeah, we have. I mean, what's the current Hispanic population of Idaho Falls? I think it's near 20%.
Yeah, it's pretty high. You know, and I will say, like, there are not nearly as many, like, Hispanic-based cultural events that happen in this town that are, like, kind of city-funded and city-endorsed, as I personally would like to see, especially because, like, Day of the Dead is super rad. So is Cinco de Mayo. It's always a romp, you know? So I think any excuse to have more parties is a good excuse. So, and then, of course, last but not least, just to go over some of Jeff's policies. So, for one, he was a huge advocate for nuclear power for Idaho Falls. I will say at one point he said nuke yeller instead of nuclear, and that is one of my biggest pet peeves. That's not how it's pronounced. It's not how it's spelled. It's nuclear, not nuclear. You
probably ought to learn how to say that, Jeff for IF. And while we're at it, realtor.
That's a good one, too.
Half the realtors say realtor.
I know. It drives me absolutely nuts.
Yeah.
But anyway, his big shtick is that he wants to improve trust within the government and stuff. He wants
shtick. Shtick.
Stop it.
Just shtick.
But basically, he wants more transparency and stuff like that.
All right.
He also does want to help improve housing options for the missing middle, he called it. Basically, people who are making the median income of $64,000. Now, here's my critique of that, Jeff. Even though that's the median income, doesn't mean it's the average income. The actual average income of an Idaho Falls citizen is about $24K, which is one third of that $69K, as mentioned.
Whoa.
Yeah, a huge difference. Mm-hmm. And frankly, considering that more people are making closer to that $24K, I think that that's the group that you really need to focus on and create better opportunities for housing for, because they're the ones who need it the most. You know, people who are making closer to $64K have a lot more options for housing in general.
Especially if husband and wife are both working.
Right, right.
Not always the case.
Well, yeah, especially if you want to have a parent at home to help raise the kids.
And wasn't there some sort of, and I'm going to put this in finger quotes, you can't see him, scandal last week about Jeff, and he's non-LDS. Did it have something to do with his religion?
It did. So people were saying that he'd taken his religion off of his official website. He is Christian, you know, so it's not like a huge difference between the LDS and the non-LDS, but...
Better go back and listen to our Are Mormons Christian bit
right.
a couple episodes
now,
ago.
I will say, though, one faux pas that I feel he made in his in one of his interviews was that he was asked directly, do you feel like Mormons are Christians? And he said something along the lines of, which I felt like was kind of evasive, but he said, if they feel like they're Christians, then they're Christians. And that's not what we asked, Jeff.
Hmm.
We asked you if you think that they're Christians, you know?
Right. Or is this a post sort of trans everything world where as long as we identify as something, then we are something?
I mean, I think
that
depends.
Could that be it? I don't know.
Another thing that I did really like that he said was that he wanted to rotate the non-priority snow plowing roads so that the smaller, less, like, lower priority roads would get plowed more often, or at least they wouldn't just be left always not getting plowed. And I can totally see that for some of the smaller neighborhoods that don't get the snow removal that they need.
People are going to bitch about that no matter what you don't plow.
Well, and I feel like Christian said it really well, where he basically said that if we want better snow plowing, we either have to invest more money into it or, you know, find better technology for it. But either way, it's going to cost more money.
Mm-hmm.
And he's right, you know, but also where snow removal is such a big deal in this town, maybe that's where we put our money. Just saying.
Plowing is a big deal. Just ask your mom.
And then last but not least on Jeff's policies that he's wanting to implement is that he actually wants to reach out to underrepresented communities and sort of ask for their input rather than waiting for them to come to him, which I think is a good idea. Because I think there are lots of times when, like, you know, those smaller, less noticed communities don't feel like they have a voice, and that's a better
option
to kind of help it. He listed some of them. He talked about, like, the Latin community, Black community, stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, I think that's pretty good overall. I will say, too, Lisa did seem, like I said, she seemed to have really good technical knowledge of the city, and she did end up correcting Jeff on one of the interviews because he was talking about the city funding the new entrance for the zoo. And she's like, actually, the city's not the one doing that. That's private donors. So, you know, it seems to me like she's got a lot of that technical knowledge and she knows, like, kind of where things are going.
Yeah.
So, you know, something worth considering. I think that they're all three pretty good candidates. It's just a matter of, you know, who you think is going to do the best job.
Election day next Tuesday. Polls are already open. Vote early. Vote often.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
I keyed. All right. Two more quick things. Then we got to go. So this is cool.
Oh, yeah?
Carly and I have noticed that people are now tagging us on stuff and even DMing us on stuff saying, IFAF, you got to talk about this.
I know. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
I love that. And don't forget, by the way, we actually have a Reddit page too. So you're welcome to go on there and, like, talk to us directly there as well. And I know it's easier to, like, you know, post stuff on that page sometimes, depending.
So we got a message from a mysterious Redditor, one who shall not be named.
Oh, ooh la la.
Mike and Carly, everybody is asking about the booms in town the last few days. I work out at the site and got a bulletin that the INL would be, quote, safely detonating unexploded ordnance.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Wow.
Over the course of this week. Now, this was last week. And to ignore any booms or ground shakes, I am certain this is what people are hearing/feeling.
It's gotta be, right? So it wasn't teenage boys after all.
Well, I just, okay. I love the fact that we got this information, and I love that Idaho Falls now knows you've got a WikiLeaks.
Yeah. How it's crazy this is show. That?
And yes, we will talk about unsubstantiated shit that the news probably won't touch. That is literally our role.
Yep. Yeah, well, that and also to make little jokey jokes.
Yeah.
That, which I think is a fun bonus.
That and the hung smile jokes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and camel toe signaling instead of virtue signaling and Donald ducking it on the couch drunk.
Right.
Jokes. Anyway, this Redditor says, here's the full quote. Between October 20th and 24th, the National Security Test Range will conduct a series of explosive detonations in support of federal safeguards and security objectives. During this time, employees may hear distant blast sounds, see smoke, or feel minor ground vibrations.
Interesting.
The range is located in an isolated area north of the materials and fuels complex. Detonations are planned at various intervals throughout the week and will not involve nuclear or radiological materials.
Okay, well, that's good at least.
That's good. Mm-hmm. There's no danger to the public or environment. Employees should not be alarmed by these activities and should continue normal work operations. Okay.
Okay, fair enough.
But the posts last week were tantamount, if not even greater than, mm-hmm. the big Rigby explosions.
Right,
People saying it shook my home.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody said it shattered glass.
There were people who were asking if it was like earthquakes and stuff.
Yeah.
So
here's my question. After doing the Rigby loud booms and now Idaho Falls loud booms, are we sure that we're not like liquefying the inside of a mountain somewhere?
Right. Ooh, maybe for like an evil lair?
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Something happening in them there sawtooths.
Interesting.
Or the buttes or something.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a good excuse if it is an excuse. You know?
Yeah.
But there could be something else going on that we just don't know about. And it makes you wonder if the Rigby booms really were caused by teenage boys like they said.
Last story. For a couple of nights last week, drones were seen over a Disney facility in Santa Clarita, California, at the 900-acre Golden Oak Ranch, 70 miles north of Disneyland. Check this out.
Kind of crazy, huh?
You'll see it's featuring Aladdin, Peter Pan. There's the Manta Ray from Moana.
Crazy.
Sorcerer Mickey's hat from Fantasia. That looks
That's
cool.
That's pretty rad.
No Darla from Finding Nemo, yeah. Strangely.
What the hell, dudes?
Yeah, so what's going on? Disney isn't saying, at least now at press time. But wouldn't that be cool? I mean,
that would be pretty cool.
I've been talking about drones forever.
Yes. Honestly, I really do think that they should replace firework shows with drone shows. I think they're way freaking cooler, and they don't scare pets and babies as much. And veterans, too, which considering that 4th of July very much, you know, celebrates our veterans, you'd think that we would be a little bit more conscious of that.
Or at least it does here.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean, we already have Memorial Day and Veterans Day, but for some reason, the 4th of July here becomes a day of mourning for soldiers. And I agree with that somewhat.
Sure.
Because I am actually, I don't know if I've said this recently on the show, I'm the son of a military man and my son is a military man. Right. Obviously, it skipped a generation.
Yeah.
But I fully support our military.
Right.
It's in my blood.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Veterans Day is coming up.
It is. That's true.
Next month. So I've been asking for drones in our 4th of July fireworks forever. And there's another half rant that I've got on the back burner right now, Carly, which is Idaho Falls wants to be more cosmopolitan, wants to be a destination. But then we change our slogan for the gift shop to a destination slogan, but we don't change the sign.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? We say we've got this really cool fireworks show, but we don't have the drones.
Right.
You know,
Well, I guess technically you don't need drones for a fireworks show, but they sure would be cool.
It's 2025. Yes, you do.
Drones aren't fireworks.
It's a show where we look up at the sky and see pretty lights.
Yes, that's true.
And if Disney's doing it, does that make a difference, decision makers?
I think it should.
Oh, Disney's doing it now.
Yeah.
Anyway, we don't know where. It could be for any Disney park in the world, or it could be for Disney cruises.
Which would be so cool.
How cool would that be?
But also, if one of those drones malfunctions, they're a lot less likely to get it back.
Yeah.
Which kind of sucks. But yep. Also, it's Disney. They've got the money to replace it if they have to.
My choice would be incorporate them in World of Color.
Yeah, that would be so badass.
DCA, Disney's California Adventure.
Agreed.
But I think they've had a hard time with the FAA or city ordinances or something, including drones.
That makes sense.
In that show.
I could see that.
Well, let's wrap it up with what's coming up.
Well, first and foremost, and in my opinion, the most important one, this Friday, Mike and I are going to be doing a Halloween live stream at 9 p.m. Please make sure you join us. That way you can actually communicate with us in like real time. We can answer your questions. We can joke with you. We can chat with you. And we usually do something kind of fun and quirky for it. So you might as well be there. It's a good time.
Yeah, the summer season is over. We're a little less busy now.
Yes. Yeah, which is very helpful.
Although I'm totally behind on clips.
Well, you were just in Clue. You had a lot on your plate.
Yeah. Thank you. While we're on the special subject of Clue, thank you so much for coming out. I got to meet a lot of people. Mm-hmm. That was so great. We broke a record for an act show. I think non-comedy show. We sold more seats than any other show ever.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool.
That's cool.
That's very cool.
And my people, my theater people, you know who you are. If I listed all 20 of you, it would take up too much time.
Right.
And I'd forget one. And then I'd have to
iron your hands.
Iron my hands.
Yeah.
So thank you. And AACT, Ammon Arts Community Theater, you are IFAF this week. Crisp high five, whoosh, 21 finger gun salute, pew, pew, and chef's kiss.
To you for always being there with the theater stuff.
Thank you so much for bringing them up.
Absolutely. Next, we've got this Saturday, November 1st, the Mummy Soiree. That's going to be at the Museum of Idaho. They're going to have DJ spinning tunes, themed drinks, and a special look at the mummies of the world. Now, that being said, this is a 21 plus Victorian themed soiree. There will be alcohol, so don't bring kiddies to it.
Yeah, pound it.
Yeah.
And it's Dia de los Muertos, right?
I know. Isn't that so cool?
Let's see. It's a Victorian mummies party. So I think what they're going to do is actually grind up the mummies like they did in the Victorian eras. Mm-hmm. And you can drink them.
Yep.
With
yep.
your alcohol.
Yeah, I don't think that the collector of the mummies would be very pleased with that. But, you know, maybe a toe missing here and there. Maybe for the, like, you know, primo donors.
Just a lick.
Also going on this Friday through Sunday, so Halloween to November 2nd, is going to be the Circuitalia Water Circus. They're going to have this, like, spectacular dynamic water stage. They're going to be doing daring circus acts that meet a spellbinding aquatic atmosphere. And that's all going to be at the Grand Teton Mall parking lot.
Yeah, and I think they said something about, so Monday got canceled for whatever reason.
Maybe
so
not enough sales.
Just Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right? And then something I didn't quite understand, but at certain tiers, each paid adult also gets a free kids ticket. So very check cool. out the website for details.
Yeah, good if you're a family of four or something like that.
Yeah.
And then last but not least, the Nutcracker is coming back to town. That's going to be at the Colonial Theater in Idaho Falls, November 11th, 2025, baby. And if you use the code word QUEEN, it'll actually donate $10 from your ticket to the Idaho Falls Rescue Mission, which, especially around Christmas time, that is such a good and helpful thing to do. So absolutely, if you are going to do, make sure you use that code because that, I mean, why not give back a little bit, you know?
Yeah, one of our favorite charities in town. We visited them, was it last year?
Yes. Yeah. They help to provide meals and shelter and hope to people who are rebuilding their lives. So especially if you want to help with the homelessness issues here in town, that's a great way to do it. And
do
you're
it.
See the Nutcracker too.
Do Win-win. It. All right. Make sure you tell a friend. Again, like, comment, rate, subscribe, lick your screen, whatever you'd like to do to let the algorithm know you're into this. Thanks so much for watching. Thanks for listening. Go get 'em, tiger.
Be kind to critters.
IFAF.